This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Commanders fan, what's up? It's Anthony Armstrong here. I am befuddled. I am confused. I am perplexed. I am beside myself to see breaking news all on the interwebs and the social platforms that Mike McDonald is going to be hired, is expected to be hired by the Seattle Seahawks to a six-year deal. 36-year-old defensive coordinator is going to get a good pay raise. Change in title and get to go take over, a team that's been pretty good in the NFC West over the past few years, have a Super Bowl, and he's got to be able to get them back to that prominence. History of the Legion of Boom over there. Mike McDonald gets to inherit that. So what does that mean for Commanders fans? What does that mean for Commanders? Then there was one job left. I can tell you this is an awkward ass feeling. It's an awkward feeling because this is something that you would expect from under previous ownership. You would think that people would avoid the job based on previous ownership. They're like, I don't want to be over there because, you know, this, that, and the other. Since mid-July 2023 and on, other than on-field performance, things have gone well for this team. You got the ownership group that you want. You got Josh Harris and the crew. You got Mitchell Rails. You got Magic Johnson. You got some star power there. You got players getting back involved. They're doing a lot to revamp just the whole entire culture. Just open up some new offices in the Maryland area, I want to think they are. And either... all of these things are going well. You get the GM that you want. But now all these head coaching jobs are getting taken, whereas we all thought this was the dream scenario to have. You're picking high in the draft. You got money to spend in free agency. You got a willing ownership group to do what they need to do to make this a successful team. You got a roster that's got some pretty talented players in my regard. I think that you got some good players. Something that would be enticing to go and coach. I mean, shoot. Like, this is an opportunity to really see and test the mettle of these folks that are making these decisions. Because there's got to be... I think the type of coach I want to see Washington come up with. Well, I say I want to maximize what you have on offense. I think you have so many weapons. You know, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Curtis Samuel, Brian Robinson. I'm not sure what's going to go on with AG. Antonio Gibson, he's a free agent, impending free agent, I want to say. But you have so many weapons. And then I think the addition of a badass tight end, no knocking Logan Thomas, but he's getting a little bit older, and I understand that. I mean, I get it. If you have a dynamic tight end, like that seems to be a position that's really that can take over the league and create a lot of mismatches. So there's a lot that you could do on offense. There's got to be some young, some mastermind out there. There's somebody out there that's extremely creative that can make something happen and maximize what you got on this offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side, you have to get this unit play into the level that everybody thinks that they could be at. But it's tough to warrant that now. And when you have two of the star players that you had who you thought were some of your better players, y'all traded them off. They traded them off, Montez Sweat, Chase Young. And so you can't say that you're going to be as good as they were if you felt like those were your two most impactful players. But I think there's definitely a lot of meat left on the bone on that side of the ball for production-wise. I think you have a lot of youth in the secondary. Cam Curl is somebody that you need to get back under contract. You have good defensive line. I mean, Deron Payne, John Allen, they're both really good players in this league still. The position that's always has been troublesome over the past few years, especially with the resurgence of tight ends being impactful for teams, is the linebacker. And not having to go safety. I'm talking about a true three-down linebacker. Look at San Francisco, Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner. I almost said Kurt Warner, Lordy. You look at that linebacking core. You look in Baltimore, Roquan Smith. You think in Patrick Queen, talented folks like that. Those people are there. And it seems like that having solid linebackers, especially people that are going to be impactful, is really big in where the league is going right now. It's not necessarily all, that get downhill, stop the run all the time guy. I mean, this guy has to be athletic and be able to move around and make some plays in the air as well and create turnovers. But I want somebody that's going to be creative on that end as well. I think there's a lot of position flex that's available with this team. I think that, Quan Martin has – use Quan Martin like Devin Witherspoon out of Seattle. Let him get active in the blitz. Let him be active in that nickel space. Allow him to be a wild card. Allow him to be somebody that can create some plays for you.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need, at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Then, you know, I think Forbes is going to come along. You know, that first year, that's tough, man. That's tough. He had a hell of a run going against people's number one receivers. And on one regard, and in one hand, I can commend that. I'm like, shoot, man, that's respect. Like, they respect you enough to put you on them. You know, they thought that much of you to do it. But I think it was a little late in making a switch. Because when it was getting about that game against Chicago, it was like, man, y'all should have been here to switch something up. Because Kendall Fuller is still, you know, is a good corner. He had a very quiet season, whereas you don't have to hear his name a whole bunch because he's doing his job. He's locking people down. Can't wait to get Defoe back on the field. I think he is impactful at that safety position. He works really well with BSJ, you know. And then, you know, I want to see a young fella step up to that challenge next year, because last year teams were targeting 25. They were throwing at him. And when you're targeted like that, like, that's something in the league, they going to press into that same exact wound week after week until you fix it. And I think that he works really well in conjunction with Defoe. They had a lot of success in that a couple of years back. So get him healthy. Cam Curl, he's impactful as well. He can be anywhere. I think you can almost use him and Quan. They could both be up there close, and then, you know, just pick which side, who's going to blitz from, just make sure everybody's on it. But that interior space, the linebacking core, Jamin Davis has made strides, 100%. He has made strides, because this past year, he was making some hellified plays in coverage. Like, I was so impressed. Like, how many games? There was a couple of games where he was covered man-to-man out wide against, like, a running back. A couple of times, I think the running back ran a slant. He broke both of those things up throughout the year. And it's like, okay, it's nice. It's good to have that ability. You know, he's his best when he's running fast and is sure of what he sees. If he has to think too much, it kind of slows down, and then generally you'll guess wrong. So if he just sees it and goes, you know, that's good. But that's a unit that has so much potential, but you just got to be able to get back to it. And everybody got to get on the same page. You know, maybe you got to shuffle the deck on who's the leader and who takes charge over there. That's why I've been personally pushing for a vocal, a very vocal, like, middle linebacker. You know, I was just talking to the wife today, and we were talking about this guy, London Fletcher. You need somebody like that, right? Who has a high level of play, who's going to make sure everybody's on the same page. Because I can tell, he'll tell you, hey, man, look, this person over here is not doing right. We need to get him out of here. He'll tell the defensive coordinator to do that. So that's a special type of player. If you get one of those on this defense, I mean, these everybody going to go hunt. Like, the folks play hard. They just got to be able to play as a unit. Get on that same page. So The point of all this, back to the big point, Mike McDonald is off the board. Mike McDonald is off the board. I was having conversation over there on Twitter, and you can hit us up and jump in the combos at Believe Commanders. All right, at Believe Commanders, that is our handle for this show, folks, over there on X, on IG, TikTok, YouTube as well. You can subscribe if you want to see us. Rated Armstrong, that's my brand. My handle, I guess it is. Yeah, so check that out over there on those social platforms. Let me know what are your thoughts, because folks were saying, I guess Bobby Slowick is out. He didn't get a second interview. So I guess they're assuming they're dropping him off the board. I don't know why. I think that he could be somebody that would have some creativity. Just being able to being able to get players in the best position possible to have success, right? Now, he's done a hell of a job of that down there. Like Nico Collins has had a hell of a year down there. CJ Stroud had a hell of a year as a rookie. Brevin Jordan, tight end, doing some plays. Like, that's something to think about. Like, okay, we got some players like that. We could probably emulate some of those things. But if he's off the board, he's off the board. Now you see people talking about Mike Vrabel. If you think Mike Vrabel, you got to start wondering what type of offensive scheme are you trying to build then? Because he just had a Malik Willis, rookie quarterback. And I guess, maybe they felt forced into that. Now they had another rookie quarterback in Levis. So at least he's had some work with younger QBs. Sometimes you miss on a guy, but maybe he's learned something from that and he can bring that to the scouting process of the current quarterback. So that's something to consider. So I don't know. What do you think about Mike Vrabel being in the mix, right? I mean, he's played the game. He's been in the game. He's been in the playoffs. He's coached in the AFC South with Tennessee Titans for a long time. It doesn't just jump off the board. It doesn't just jump off the board. It makes me think. It makes me wonder, is it similar to like having what we just had here in Washington? Is it similar to having Ron Rivera come in, former coach, former player? He could bring some of that. He may have a lot of structure that he requires and accountability. Maybe he has a little bit of that Patriot way that he gets to bring over there into the mix. That could be something to consider. If you go with the Vrabel, then the offensive coordinator match has to be big, has to be very secure, and everybody has to be on the same page of what you're trying to do. Who else? EB. EB, like, why hadn't he been concerned? I don't know. Maybe they just already took it off. I don't know. I've seen his name, people dropping his name, put EB in there, right? But it feels crazy, and it kind of sucks to see that you're almost getting to this point. Like, somebody's going to get hired. Somebody's going to get hired, and the likelihood of it being a person in a lame duck situation. You know what I mean? For a year, right? Like maybe it ends up that they like Ben Johnson enough that they're willing to go lame duck coach for a year. And then offer him the big bounty. It's like similar to how it was in Houston, right? They wanted to go get D'Amico Ryans. He comes out that year, then they go get their guy. I don't know. I mean, that could be a thing. It's kind of crazy to think that he could end up being in that spot. But there's still some coaches out there. I didn't mention Dan Quinn. There's mixed reviews on that. He's been so good at like rejuvenating the defenses. But then when you put somebody in the head coaching role, generally your resources are spread much more thin, like your time resources. And so I think once again, if you go Dan Quinn, the offensive side needs to be spot on. Like you need to have, if Dan Quinn is the head coach, I don't want him to be the head coach and it be a, I don't want him to have to mentor somebody up at the OC side. Does that make sense? I want it to be an offensive coordinator that has some chops about him, has some command to where the head coach can kind of sit back and let him run the show. I want this. If we get a defensive focused head coach, let him please be mostly involved in the defense. Right? I ain't looking for him to be too just the hands off kind of let both sides operate. No. No, because if you're the best at, if you've been best utilized it with the defense, I need you to be hands on inside there with the defense. And then it works same time the other way. If there was an offensive guy, I don't think there's an offensive guy left, but I guess if you, you know, if we mentioned EB, because like still, if you mentioned EB, and if you don't think he can be a head coach, which is some bullshit, then you know, pull a DC that can kind of command that side of it. You know, but let me know your thoughts, folks, over there at Believe Commanders on all our social platforms, ma'am. And Mike McDonald's staying, that kind of threw me off 2 days in a row. It's like heartbreak. Damn. But it's like they racking up these miles, and at least he's just in Baltimore. So like they might have got halfway up 495 and then, you know, got off, went to Wawa and then came on home, you know, so it wasn't that bad. But anyway, man, check out betonline.ag. That's our sponsor of the show. They always keep us rolling. Use our code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV. Get yourself a 50% welcome bonus, all right? So you can bet on anything over there, right? You've got live betting, all types of sports, race books, the casinos over there. You can do esports, and they have plenty of contests. And a lot of them are free. So you can get in there and like, they had like a March Madness. So have a bracket, and it may be a little contest. You could have some big wins there. Multiple sports over there, baseball, basketball, football, you know it, hockey, golf, martial arts, soccer, tennis, all types of, you know, you have parlays that you could do. You can talk about futures, NFL draft futures. Who do you think is going to be the first overall pick? That was on there. I don't see it anymore. But they have all type of things that you can jump on. Go check them out over there at betonline.ag. Once again, follow us, folks, at all of our social platforms at Believe Commanders, and you can listen to us on all your favorite streaming platforms. Y'all, what's going on? It's like everybody choosing somebody else. Washington, let's make a decision. Let's find a coach. Here we go, folks. Let me know what's up. I'll talk to you later. Y'all be good.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.